Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know what's going on with me. I say this every day now. I look forward to this moment.
Yeah.
I have so much going on that I forget. So I need the recap.
Well, we've gotten so far into the diary that I think it's hard to keep up. I think we're at, Kim suggested that they host Thanksgiving.
That's right. Yes. She was, her parents, she's got divorced parents.
Right.
Which I can't relate to. But like, they're like, come to my house. And she's like, ugh.
Every year.
Because it sounds like her parents are out of state.
Yes. It sounds like
they would have to travel no matter what.
But I think they live in the same area. I don't know. Oh. Either way, she would need to travel. Mike wants to come.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a meet the rent situation.
What if they all just come here?
Hmm. It was going to be a meet the rent. It was like, pick one.
Right.
And now Kim's like, well, you could all come here.
But then the dad's got the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, what does she
the
call
baby
her?
Talker.
The baby talker. Baby talker. The weird thing about this, and I wasn't stuck on it yesterday, but you guys were, and now I am. Why is she taking advice
from Kim?
From Kim.
I don't know.
The more I think about it, like, she can't get out of the lease. As a grown up, you just sometimes you made your bed. You got to stay.
She's being mature on some level. I think it's like when you have that friend that you've been friends with for a long time. We don't really know her and Kim's background, but it feels like they've been friends a long time.
Yeah.
So it's hard to just be like, and you're cut off because you flirted with my boyfriend once.
And is Kim going to be alone for Thanksgiving if they don't host? There might be something like that.
Yeah.
Like, God, she's a Kim. She's getting everybody to adjust their schedules. So she's once again the center of attention.
Mm.
We're making assumptions, but...
We are, but they're pretty easy ones to make. So that last entry was like beginning of November, so she had some time, right, to plan. It's not like days away from Thanksgiving. I think we're around the 4th or something of November.
Oh my gosh, did we read?
Oh God.
The 15th already?
Don't do this to me!
Yes, we read the 15th already. Kim suggested we host dinner. So we are at November 20th.
Okay. So we're right up against it.
And we don't know what year this is, so we can't go back to look at a calendar and when.
Right.
Like, what if it was one of... Exactly.
3 days away.
I'm trying to think of like... Yeah. We off air, maybe we could do some forensic things to try to figure it out, because like they had a Halloween party.
Right. But she was pissed on November 3rd.
Yes. So was there a party on... We got to go figure this out.
Yeah, I bet we could.
Okay.
Okay, would you like me to begin?
Yes.
November 20th. Relatively sane handwriting, by the way. I must be more of an idiot than I thought. I've decided Kim and I will host dinner for everyone here. I asked Kim if she knew what she was getting herself into, but she's actually really excited about it. Of course she is.
Aaron, why are you making a face?
Because of course she is.
Yeah, of course she is.
Everyone's bending their schedules around Kim again.
We're so mean. I think she secretly has always wanted to be Martha Stewart.
Oh boy.
Secretly only because Martha's not quite glamorous enough for Kim. Mom and Dad have both agreed to be nice to each other and to whatever guests the other brings. Mom's the one I'm worried about. Baby talker drives her just as crazy as she does me. Sally. Oh, Sally. Her name is Sally.
Hey, could you do me a favor?
What?
If you're struggling with reading things, don't make the word you keep coming back to the curse word. Okay. All right. Well, that was today's entry.
No. Hold on.
We've run out of bleeps for the day.
I'll have to remind Mom not to call her baby talker Sally. Mike gets to meet all the nuts. What?
All the nuts?
It looks like it says that. And Alex is even coming from college. Sibling?
Is it Alec or Alex?
Alex. I just hope Kim has some crazies come too. Oh, so it doesn't even sound like necessarily Kim's family, but there might be friends joining them. By the way, that was it. Who's Alex?
Yeah. Hey, a couple
Where
things.
Where is my
guys,
note?
Guys.
What?
I know there's a lot more pages of the diary.
Absolutely.
But we each have a thing where we could say read one more
don't
entry.
Don't use it now.
No.
Are you?
We got
I don't
use yours, Aaron, but don't tell me I can't use mine.
But we got like a pretty good entry today. Yeah. I think that we need to use those when we're like, that was not enough. Or when there's like a random, you know, like, oh, and by the way, Mike was at the Twin Towers.
She's just so like, no one wants to use theirs today?
No.
Okay.
No, I do want to know who Alex is. Though,
I know.
It could be brother, could be sister, could be.
I have no other mention in my notes about him. This is the first time.
Yeah. And
it could be.
You have a note.
Of course.
Did you add Sally? Sally is Baby Talker's name.
Thank you.
But Alex could also just be like a friend. If you said like Kim's having people, didn't you say like Alex is coming from college?
Is even coming.
Okay, you guys.
From college. That could be a college friend.
No, yeah. I feel like.
A sibling.
The context, like she's writing to herself. It's somebody, it's her friend. Cause
or a sibling. Or
yeah, it's her brother. It has to be her brother. Oh my
or
God.
Sister. So maybe she has a twin.
Ooh, Freaky Friday. Parent Trap. Let's do that.
This is the other thing. Like, now I want to start giving her names. Like her name could be Alice. Like if they're an A family, you know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Alex tells us a lot about. Like, her name's going to be very average.
Really?
Sorry, like, common. I didn't mean average. I like the name Alex, but Alex's of the world hate me now.
Wait, so we think, to go back, she just turned 20...
25, but it's not a while now.
Okay. So then to have a sibling in college somewhere between 18 and 22 checks out.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay.
But, like, if the sibling's name is Alex, her name's not, like... I can't even think of a crazy name.
Dorothea?
I was gonna say, yeah, or like Apple. You know, like it's not gonna be like out there.
Okay.
It is
okay.
An A.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you do the terrible thing? Have you locked the diary already?
I locked.
What are you doing? One of the things we do every day is you tell us the date of the next one.
Okay.
So we can at least know, is it like November 30th? Because like what's the latest?
It's exactly November 30th.
Oh.
Is it really?
So we're
what's the latest day Thanksgiving can be? You know what I'm saying? So, like, will the next entry be post?
I think so.
Baby Talker and post Alex and like, will she say something like, "Oh my God, I love my brother."
I think the 28th
is the latest it can possibly be.
Yeah.
So the next entry will be
post Thanksgiving,
10 days ahead. Also, who makes plans that late in advance?
Me.
I need my plans by like.
Really?
You have to go to the store.
No, you know, people think that, but like and I don't like cooking a frozen turkey. So like you can go places and buy a fresh turkey. I usually buy my turkey on Tuesday.
I just am much like Ryder, where my parents are divorced and in different cities from each other and me. So there's a lot of planning.
You're right.
Now I've got someone who I might have to go to their family. Like there's a lot of planning that goes into this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if you want to know what happens at Thanksgiving, you'll have to listen to the diary entry on Monday.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.